Good morning, Alert Bay. Just want to acknowledge that we are sitting here on the traditional territory of the Nungis First Nations and how great it is to be here with them. This is a summary of the council meeting that took place on February the 8th. The meeting was at the Legion. We started at 5. Everybody on council was present. We did all the regular stuff. We accepted the agenda for this meeting and then accepted the minutes from the previous meetings, and the meeting began. Old business, the property owner of 715 First Street has applied for a variance through the Board of Variance permit application. In new business, there was a Board of Variance update. The three members of the Board of Variance have been contacted and are willing to sit for another three-year term. Moved and seconded that Wayne Gauthier, Jamie Taylor, and Jamie Gunther be appointed to the Board of Variance to expire November 28th, 2022. This was carried. The Christmas light up at the town square and the Santa parades were a much-needed boost to community spirit, and it should be acknowledged. It was moved and seconded that staff write a letter of thanks to the Wailala U and the RCMP for their efforts to spread Christmas cheer. This was carried. The Best Decorated House Contest for December 2020. The judges will be contacted for their house and business choice, and the winners will be acknowledged, and that'll come up in future meetings. Correspondence for Action, BC Ferries, there was a follow-up on their request for support for electrification for their charging base here in Alert Bay. It was moved and seconded that staff write letters of support for them. Given that there are no plans to change the home port of Alert Bay, this is important to us that they keep tying up here at night. AVICC, call for resolutions. Mayor Buchanan is going to contact Mayor Dugas regarding support to lobby the province for funding for fire emergency equipment in small rural communities. We talked about this before, where there's all this money that's been collected by the province that's gone into general revenue. It's supposed to go for things like fire centers, and that would be something that should be done. So there is work toward that effect. The Worker Solidarity Network request for support for paid 6 days. This item was received for information. Correspondence for information, the Children's Health Foundation of Vancouver Island, Ginny's Place and Kualayu House. Province of BC 2021 changes to homeowner grant program. This grant is now going to be only applied for online or by telephone, not at the local village office. ICET Regional Marketing Initiative to help attract tech companies to Vancouver Island. Mount Waddington Health Network Civic Engagement Pilot. Village of Alert Bay letter to the Nungis Chief and Band Council that we are acknowledging our presence in their territory. Province of BC Small and Medium-Sized Business Recovery Grant Info Sessions. Province of BC Just in Time Supply Chain Resiliency Grant Program. Province of BC Funding Supports for Business to Launch Online. And Alert Bay Visitor Center Facebook Report and Check Listings. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan participated in a professional development for elected officials webinar and council pre-budget warm-up webinar. He participated in two business retention and expansion webinars, two regional district PC meetings in person at Port McNeill, attended a VOB, Village of Alert Bay, special meeting of council, participated in part of a teleconference with Minister Josie Osborne, the CAO, and Councillor McGregor attended as well, participated in two regional district DOC meetings via Zoom, participated in two regional district PC meetings via Zoom, and he attended the village office several times, responded to numerous calls and emails. Councillor Gordon participated in a professional development for elected officials webinar, and he attended a special meeting of council. Councillor Granger spoke with a local resident regarding a public garden project funded through the ICET. A possible spot is up near the MOT property. It would have to be fenced. We'll follow up with the CAO regarding possible village-owned property that would work for this purpose. And she attended a special meeting of councillor. Councillor Hill, I participated in the same professional development for elected official webinar. It was quite good. I attended a library meeting. Their board may be presenting to council at a future meeting regarding their need for more space. I spoke to a member of the Namgis First Nations who expressed an interest in golf cart use for events and for elders' medical appointments and ease of getting in and out of the cart versus a vehicle. So there is support coming through Namgis Council. They're collecting information about it. Listenership of the podcast has increased, and I now have another podcast for young people. Read an article from Qualicum Beach regarding the LED lights that are interrupting sleep as they're brighter and more intrusive. Something that appeared in the press on the island here. Councillor McGregor spoke with the artist family and received permission for illustration of the home of the killer whale sign to be used in children's books. She participated in a teleconference with Minister Osborne, Mayor Buchanan, and the CAO, and participated in a professional development for elected officials webinar. It was very helpful. She got a lot of information from it. Participated in a MWHN Table of Partners Zoom meeting featuring the New Place Speak pilot project regarding community engagement. Participated in a Zoom meeting for the Center of Excellence with the Namgis. They did have a dentist planning to take over the practice. However, the dentist changed his plans at the last moment. She completed a community response network survey, and she's registered for Rachel Blaney's virtual town hall on February the 10th. Staff reports, Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, Alert Bay Volunteer, Fire Department Activities. He's working with the Department Fire Chief on the eligible purchases of the equipment wish list, and the grant funder has given an extension for the project completion to allow more time. Lyle McNish, the CAO, timeline for the 2021 budget process. The report was provided to Council for information to set up a special meeting on March the 1st for a specifics project discussion and a presentation on asset management by Kalen Consulting and Civic Academy as part of the UBCM initiative, Municipal Asset Management Program. There were no questions. We had no business to do excluding the public, so we actually adjourned the meeting at 5:45. Thanks for listening. Okay.